On October 25, 1881, in Malaga in southern Spain, an art teacher and his wife had a baby boy. They named him after many saints and relatives: Pablo Diego José Francisco de Paula Juan Nepomuceno María de los Remedios Cipriano de la Santísima Trinidad Ruiz y Picasso. Years later, that baby became known as the great artist Pablo Picasso. How would he ever have signed his whole name on a painting? It would have been impossible. So he just wrote Picasso. Pablo could draw before he could talk. His mother said his first words were, "Peace, peace." That's baby talk in Spanish for lápiz, which means pencil. When he was really little, he liked to draw spirals. He would sometimes draw pictures in the sand. If he drew a horse, he could start from any point, the tail or the leg, and make a very good picture in one line. He could do the same with paper and scissors. Have you ever tried to do that? It's not easy. Pablo's parents wanted him to be an artist. As a little boy, he often went to bullfights with his father. Pablo's first known painting was of a bullfight. He was only about 8 years old when he did it. Everyone thought Pablo was an artistic genius, and they were right. Pablo had two younger sisters, Lola and Conchita. Sadly, when Pablo was still young, 7-year-old Conchita died of diphtheria. The whole family was crushed. For the rest of his life, Pablo had a fear of death. When Pablo was 13, he had his first art show. By then, his father saw that Pablo painted better than he did. So Pablo's father gave his son all his brushes and paints and never painted again. Pablo and his family moved to Barcelona, an exciting city full of artists. Pablo was accepted to the local art school where his father taught drawing. Even though he was only 14, Pablo skipped the basic courses and went right to the advanced ones. He amazed the teachers. Pablo's career really began when he was 16. He did a painting called Science and Charity. His father and sister Lola were his models. Lola was shown sick in bed. Pablo's father posed as the doctor at her bedside. The painting was very realistic in style. It won a prize at an exhibit in Madrid. Pablo beat some of the best artists in Spain. Pablo's family thought he had a great future as an artist. They sent him to Madrid to study art at the Royal Academy of San Fernando. It was supposed to be a good school, but Pablo skipped class a lot. His teachers wanted him to copy other paintings and statues. He thought this way of teaching was useless and old-fashioned. He ended up spending a lot of time goofing off in cafes. He also loved going to the famous Prado Art Museum, where he saw the work of the Spanish masters El Greco and Francisco Goya. In the winter, Pablo came down with scarlet fever. He left school and stayed in a country village until he got better. He had a lot of time to think about his future. Pablo decided not to go back to school. He also decided that he wanted to paint his own way. His family was not going to like that, but Pablo was restless and ready to be on his own.